I would like to call to order the meeting of the Community Center Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Chair Graves?
I'm here.
Vice Chair Steele?
Here.
Member Alexander?
Here.
Member Emmett? Not here. Member Farrell?
Here.
Fantastic. Thank you all for coming out this evening. This is the time we would take public comment, but I don't see anybody that is out there in the audience that can and will speak at this time. So we will move on to new business and action items. And I just want to say that one of the reasons that I called this meeting tonight was because I thought being the end of the year, we're moving into some new programs in the beginning of the year, I wanted to have an opportunity to thank the committee for their hard work all year long. We worked our way through a lot of stuff, and we really did accomplish something. So I thought it'd be good to have a year-end meeting, kind of evaluate what we've done and where we're going forward. So under new business, let's get an update on our community center operations.
Before we can hold it.
Or turn the bottom marcher.
Okay, so before we get into the community center operations, I kind of wanted to lead in with this. The town of Discovery Bay had a website created for it several years ago. It was not managed by any of our personnel. It was a local resident who started it. We did recently get in touch with that person, and they turned over the website to us.
You're talking about a Facebook page?
Facebook, I'm so sorry. So now we've been managing this, or just recently I have. We've been using it to promote the community center so far. So this is the first post that we placed on the Facebook page for the town. When we took over the page, there were about 246 likes, so different people who had liked the page. We did, we've used it, some small marketing dollars, about 25 to promote the Facebook page, and we've grown the like base to 574 within a week, and I'll show you some of those numbers. We also promoted this post, which talked about the programs that are available, and I wanted to show you what this did, and the reach that it's got out is just amazing. Sorry. Where did that go? Here we go. So you can track when our marketing was active for the week. So we've received 326 new likes with the $25 budget we used for it. Our post reached 9,987 Facebook feeds. Doesn't mean somebody read it necessarily, but it did show up in their feed. And then there were 385 clicks on so where somebody did open up our feed or opened up our website link for the online registrations for the community center. So the engagement through Facebook has been very positive. I just wanted to share that briefly. I don't think we're intending to use this page only for the community center or programming, but it was a great way to reach a lot of the community right away. As far as we are planning to open the facility January 2nd, I will hold off on the improvements going on until the next item. We are also working on scheduling an open house for some time towards the end of January once we have staff trained and have a little bit of time to work out the hiccups. We've been working with some local photographers who have graciously donated some of their images to hang in the community center of local Discovery Bay images and Delta and wildlife. It's really cool. And then I think that's it that I have as far as the operations update, unless there's questions.
Questions?
One of the things we're going to be doing is, you know, right after the first of the year, we'll show you some of the photos in a minute, is that Farron and her staff are going to be actually moving into the building. So we will have a permanent day-to-day presence there as the programs do start to roll out. So I just wanted to let you know from an operational standpoint that's taking place as well. As you know, we did have the new position, the Recreation Projects Coordinator position. We have made an offer to an individual as of, I believe, yesterday. And we're waiting, we're just going through the process right now. That person comes from the Livermore Parks and Rec District, very well qualified, and we're looking forward to having him on board. So hopefully that'll be taking place sometime during the month of January.
Is that a full-time job?
Yes.
The registrations have started yet, Karen?
Yes. I was going to talk about that in a minute, but I can talk about
you know
it
what, let's just as a matter of suggestion, I think that if we combine that with programming, it probably would be helpful because that's kind of...
The update right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about them together.
Is that where you kind of were going? Or is that kind of involves the question?
We were going to show the building, what's been happening to the building, but just a bunch of pictures, mm-hmm. and then move into the programming. But it's certainly your prerogative.
That's fine. How is operations different than programming?
It's a different line item.
Okay, there you go. Let's move to item two then. And we'll get all our questions after we've gotten the reports. How's that?
All right. These photos are in no particular order, but this is some of the work going on at the community center. The carpets have been ripped out. It is empty. There's been a lot of painting going on already, although there's still some touch-up in areas that they had to retexture. This is the front room. Carpet is going to start being installed on Sunday, will be completed by Tuesday. Furniture arrives Monday. The new lights, I'm sorry. So those were canned recess lights before. The lights that we put in are LED, so there are no bulbs to change. They are supposedly supposed to last for 8 years, and they're high efficiency. So they're very bright.
Okay, are they on a rheostat at all so they can be turned?
They are removable.
Good on that.
Great.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yes.
That's good forethought. Thanks.
I didn't know there was windows in there.
Yes. We've ordered blinds for everything too. So we'll have a new reception desk here.
Right.
We'll have three offices when the building is complete, plus a new arts room, which we'll get to in just a second. It's still quite a mess over there, but by Monday you should see huge progress. This is a wall where all of the mirrors were prior when you first walked in the front room, which I guess we're now calling the future boardroom or social room.
Meeting room.
Yes. Well, so that you went forward. Are you back? Okay. No, you're good. Sorry.
Okay. So.
Still the boardroom for front room. This is the aerobics room, and it is prior to the wood being installed. This is the flooring that was underneath the cushy floor, and it was the same tile that was throughout the building. Mm-hmm. So again, many of the mirrors in this room were removed. Except for one wall.
Can you go back to...
Sure.
So what flooring is going down here?
It's wood flooring and it's completed, and I'll have a picture for you.
Okay, so...
It's laminate, wood laminate.
Back in the day, originally you brought to us a proposal to put in a flooring that was going to be compatible with aerobics. Is the flooring you put in compatible with aerobics?
Yeah, it still provides... There's a cushion underneath the wood, it's attached to the wood itself.
So it's semi-low impact? Or?
Yeah, it's not as low impact as the other option that we had discussed before.
What was the difference in price on
that? Well, this was $2 a square foot, and the other was about $10. Okay. So
right.
With the budget, we just didn't have it.
Yeah, no, good enough.
That's nice.
I'm glad you didn't say this was five and the other was seven.
No. Yeah, no. Okay, so this is the framing for, this used to be where all the weights were. On the left-hand side, there's a wall, which we've enclosed, or new wall, which has three windows and two doors, and we'll see another view of that in just a second. The back wall there is going to be a new office, so the other side of that is another office. And there will be storage coming into this room. It's kind of going to be the arts/classroom. So if you have small trainings or you wanted to use a conference room, we could set this up for something like that. There's maximum, I believe, is 30
for people.
This room. This is the room where the old fireplace was.
Oh, yeah.
So
up front.
So If you are standing,
is your back to the to the windows right now?
Yeah. Right here. Yeah. This. If you're looking out these windows, you're looking out towards the back lawn area. If you're looking the other way, you're looking. If you're looking this way, you're looking towards.
I think there's a picture.
Okay.
Sure. I think so.
Floor plan would help.
Okay, so we just turned. We just made a right. We just turned.
So was that going out the front?
Yes. So if you go, if you were to pretend you were looking left again, this is circling the room. So basically, that's in a circle.
Is that the old fireplace right there?
Yes. Yes.
Where?
Is it right here?
Yes. So from the front, there would be where the fireplace is. Okay. And now this room is enclosed.
Open from the house.
And insulated, at least the new walls are.
And what's that wall?
That's where the mirrors were in front of the weight racks prior. So there's you see where the windows look out.
Now you've created a hallway.
Yes, and we kept the windows, or we added the windows, so that we didn't create a very closed-in feeling. We wanted to keep natural light into that room, as well as making it feel bigger.
So when you walk in that doorway, when you look straight ahead before, there was that cutout where that office is there, right? That's that wall.
Yes.
And then it goes around here, and then that's where the fireplace was.
Yes.
And then the other picture was the wall where the bathrooms are?
Where the weights were.
Aren't there also bathrooms over there?
In a different room.
They would be directly behind you from this photo.
Yeah.
You'd have to walk through the other sets of doors.
There's another door over here.
That's the old...
Okay, I'm with you, though. But okay. So how many offices are going in that area?
There's one new office in the building, so there's three offices total. Two existing, one new.
The one there, and the one you're building in that room.
Yes.
The one that used to be the manager's office, the one that's right by the front desk.
Yes.
And where is this office created?
It was all part of the weight room. So the ceiling had beams that came around in four sections. And so we just took, it's about a 9-foot section right there where you see that wall coming down, that's all new. So we just closed off a portion of the room using the current beam structure without having to move any load-bearing walls or beams.
A floor plan would have helped. But this is there's an office inside that wall.
Yes.
On the other side of that wall. So you access that from here.
There's a door.
And on the other wall is where the old front desk used to be.
Yes.
So it's between the front desk and this wall.
Yes.
So really you narrowed that room down only because this is where that other office is right here. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Gotta be able to see it.
Got it.
This right here was the manager's office previously.
Sure.
You can see right there.
And that's one of the existing offices.
Yes.
I like the windows. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it keeps the light going through into the new room, too.
This is the new tile going into the bathroom. So the bathroom's flooring is going to be retiled. We're not taking off the tile from the walls or the counters. It's just too expensive. But we are updating we took out the partitions. So we have brand new partitions coming in, as well as new fixtures. So the everything will match. There'll be new mirrors.
How many toilets are we going to end up with there?
Just the same that were.
Is there two or is there four?
There's one in each bathroom.
There's four bathrooms, right?
Yes, so there's two small bathrooms, which we're not doing anything with.
Staff bathrooms.
All
right, as long as they have staff
bathrooms. Those are the ones on the north wall.
Check
that key for that, right? Those are not the public ones, though.
And these are the ones that are out of the old stepmaster room, where the sauna was and all that.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no showers anymore then, right?
The showers are still there.
And we're going to have...
We have to have the showers for
We're going to have all the handles, handrails?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We purchased new ADA compliant toilets and handrails.
And this is all contract work, right?
Yes.
Development contract work.
Yes.
You guys like the contractors so far?
Yes, they've been very reasonable.
Who is it?
It's a company called JRC. They're out of Pleasanton. Also, so their main office is Southern California. They do a lot of commercial remodels.
Huh, interesting. Okay. Cool. Okay.
So just the curve. This is the floor that's done now in the aerobics room. It's still very dusty and nothing's been, it's just very dusty in the building. So, but it looks fantastic.
Is it like a Bella Wood or is it a?
It's a hand scraped. It's called by Allen and Roth, and it's got a lifetime warranty on it.
And What's it called? I mean, it's not a bamboo. Is it a teak? What's that? And it's probably
I think it's a chestnut hand.
Huh?
Skull plate.
Yeah. It's just a picture anyway, so it doesn't make any
difference. I think
the color
is called chestnut. It's like a hand scraped chestnut.
What is it?
So it has texture. Warm. It has texture in it.
Yeah.
So that like if you get scratches, they're easier to hide.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be pretty scratch resistant, but it looks.
Oh
more
yeah,
like
yeah,
you know,
you can see it there.
Yeah.
More so like it's almost got grain built into it.
It looks really good.
That's nice.
And it's the same flooring that will go in the arts / classroom.
What colors?
Which is inside those windows that we
yes.
saw.
Yes, yes. Everything else is carpet.
There's like a beige in there? Is it a beige paint or something? What color?
It's called Wise Owl, and it is a brownish beige color.
Is the
designers.
is the contractor doing everything?
It looks
did
good.
You just contract the whole thing out to one contractor, soup to nuts?
We did. We bid it. We bid separate packages for flooring, demo, walls, and the same contractor was the low bid on all of the packages. So it just happened to be
no problem.
Same person who was low on it all.
That's fine. Whatever works the best.
It makes it easier for finger pointing, too.
Well, yeah, there's no blame. Yeah, my wall looks bad because the drywaller messed it up. That's why the paint looks bad. Yeah, it doesn't work.
We just started doing the front landscape yesterday. we added, it's hard to see here, but I think you can see in another picture, that front, just right to the
There's
left of that dirt.
It's still there.
Yeah. So we brought the soil level up. It was actually about 3 inches lower. The siding's all done on the front too, I'm sorry. So all the siding on the front of the building has been replaced. It's all new and painted. The soil level was about 3 to 4 inches lower than the bottom of the siding, so a lot of the concrete footing was
exposed. Yeah.
So we raised that. We finished putting in drip irrigation through here today. It'll be on drip sprayers so that we can adjust it from the walls. So it's low flow. This is this new edging. It looks like it's pre-molded recycled rubber. That is a, you attach them together and it looks like a curb. So it looks really nice once they nailed it in today. This
nice.
Is when they were starting this morning.
That'll keep some of that weeds from crossing, huh?
We did, if you want to continue one more, we had a Girl Scout troop come out today and plant.
Are you worried about the dirt being right against the siding?
It's not. It's right against the concrete.
So that's you're just up to the near the top of the footing. That's
yeah,
okay.
yeah. There was a couple areas where they had gone up to the new siding and they raked it down, so it's a little bit dirty, but we
yeah,
can
we don't
want
to try to promote anything more than we are going to have. Yeah.
No. So this is our Girl Scout troop today. They came over and planted all over a color in the front, and it was we had 8 kids helping.
Nice.
And
out of curiosity, because I've been real upfront with you from the very beginning, green thumb, not me, not a plant guy, right?
Sure.
So are these perennials?
No, they're annuals. So these little sections right by the front will have to be replaced seasonally.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And
so what's
but
the difference between a perennial and an annual?
A perennial is going to last for more than 1 year, and then annuals just last for a season
what
or a year.
Not many flowers are perennial.
Annuals are... Okay, so somebody told me the wrong thing. That's why.
So an annual is just
reverse,
like an
seasonal.
Iris or a tulip.
Right, because we had issues with plants dying over at our HOA, and they said, "Oh, that's because they planted perennials," but it's not. It's because they planted annuals.
Annuals, yes.
No wonder I was confused. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that little lesson.
That's great. Have
them man,
so there's those
I'm
lights.
Telling you, you guys, I'm just really. Freaking excited about this.
It is.
I really am excited about
so that's,
this.
So that's that room before they framed it. So I think these were kind of out of order, but this is where they
I know
it.
Now I get it though.
Yeah, they
built
now I get it because this is where there's holes in the wall right here and over here where from the weights hitting them and stuff.
So we actually have right in the back where the if you go down just a little bit
took that wall
right here and here.
That in, right
these
here.
Yeah, that section
is this the office?
This side
yeah.
is going to have storage cabinets with counter spaces. And then this wall back here will like whiteboards and our what's that thing called? This thing, the
screen.
I'm sorry.
So that's still with all the weights and everything out of there, all the machines and all that out of there. That's still a relatively pretty good sized room, right?
Yeah, I believe it's like 20 by 23 or something.
Bigger than my living room.
I think it's 30 because it's classroom seating.
Is there any sink anywhere?
Not in there, no.
Any what?
In the restrooms. I don't have any sink. We didn't change.
We didn't add any plumbing anywhere. We just worked with existing plumbing, right? We didn't incur that expense.
I emailed you guys about that.
Yeah, there's just. It is.
Yeah.
To move plumbing or to relocate
and
then also permit.
At this point, before we decide exactly what we're going to do with it.
What about the kitchenette? Are any pictures of that? Or what's the plans on the kitchenette? Or, you know, are we going to have a
one microwave.
Yeah.
And a sink to rinse
there's,
a dish?
What's going
there's
on, in, what's going on over here?
Except for the bathrooms.
What's going on over here in the old laundry room?
It's a tub sink for the, cleaning.
It's a mop?
Yeah.
What's going on over here in the laundry room? Where the laundry is.
There's nothing going on in the old employee room. We made some changes to that last year, so we'll just be...
Yeah, there's two rooms.
He's talking about the old kitchen.
There's two rooms over there.
Now it's an employee break room.
One of them is where the person that's monitoring the pool works.
Sure. Yes.
And then isn't there another room?
Yes. We converted that to the employee break room, so it's where we post all of our employee posters that are.
But that's where the microwave will be. It's like a break
room.
There's
a microwave in there. There's a sink, but it's a basin sink, and we have all of our extra
refrigerator
supplies.
In there?
There's a mini fridge in there.
Is there a fridge large enough for the staff to be able to be comfortable with?
It's just for the staff, the employees.
Okay.
Yes. It's an employee room.
Okay.
What if
it's a storeroom as well. I mean, it's a storeroom.
If the group is having coffee or something, would
you
be able to have a coffee?
We can have coffee
bar. No, we do have a coffee. We have a coffee urn, and we are able to set that up, and we have water that we bring in, and that's movable, so that can set up anywhere.
Then you'd wash it in the employee's sink there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, yeah, we're working with
it. But if you don't have a health permit to serve food, we can only sell prepackaged items that are like sodas.
Machine.
So the coffee, I'm not even sure that that's.
Push the button.
It is for employees. Yeah. You can have it for yourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, like here,
we've always offered it, even when we had the athletic club, and we weren't selling it. It was just
you know. You had a meeting of their own people or whatever, and they wanted to eat at that. Would they have certain restrictions on what they could eat?
I believe there might be. I don't know all of the rules. I can't speak to that, but they'd have to bring in food that was already prepared or...
make it the fridge.
No.
They have to buy it.
Yes. Yes. Or have the event catered by somebody who cooked it in a kitchen and brought it on. But
I mean, if you're having a private party, you can bring it, probably all your own stuff. But it sounds like
you can't make it yourself, though.
Yeah.
In your own kitchen.
You can't make a birthday cake and bring it in?
For
private
a private party? It's all
private
party.
Party you can.
No, there's rules.
Yeah, I believe that you can bring in.
We don't know.
We don't even have our policies for reservations in place. That's something that we'll have to go through for that.
Okay.
I know, when we did the outdoor parties and people came and barbecued in the parks, it wasn't a problem. I just think that once you kind of get in the building, there's different.
Because
we have health code, you know.
Well,
with
it depends
on
if you're offering it or if it's being prepared. I think too. So, I mean, somebody, the Girl Scouts are having a meeting there and they bring in cookies. I don't think that's enough.
No.
But if you bring
and again, I think most. Yeah. You just can't prepare food there.
Okay.
Or store it, you know.
Anything more for us on this? I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm just asking.
Building.
So, question of the day is. What's the question of the day, Rick?
How much is it?
Yeah, how much is it?
We're shooting to keep it under 60.
Is that a new
It got up there. It got up there. What did we?
Well, we did everything. We did everything. I mean,
we started at 20 and we gave them 80, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
we're going to try to keep it under
20. Didn't have new flooring. It was just cleaning everything up.
Hey, I'm not. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I got no issues here.
I'm glad we got it to 80. I think, you know, that was great. And you guys wanted to keep it under 50 if you could, but it's not going to happen. I can see that. But we probably won't be much over 60, don't think? Including furnishings?
Real close, yeah.
Are we getting a new bike rack or anything out of this?
No. No, but new bike rack.
We'll wash the one that's out there and clean it up.
All right.
Well,
so we have new audio. equipment for the back room, new speakers, new wireless mics.
Yeah.
The equipment is movable. So and it's like I've got like wireless receivers that send it, so we can use it for town events. We can move it to parks.
Can we go outside with it?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
You can.
All right.
And so it's the only where we have power.
We bought a new chair.
We did. Yes, we bought new chairs, new tables. We bought furniture. We bought seating.
Rick.
Bookcases.
New chairs that'll make Pat Richardson happy. Remember when she used to come in and complain about
how many
chairs?
What?
What are we? What's our seating plan, or how many seats that we've bought?
I have 50 folding chairs that
okay.
we added to our
nice.
Stock, but we have some. You know, we have
yeah.
furniture.
New inventory.
And then we have 16 folding tables, which is more than we even have room for in the facility. So, and they're different sizes.
Are we going to buy storage?
And we
for
have
those?
Card tables.
Are we using storage inside or outside for that stuff?
We're going to use the shed
yeah.
that's outside.
You can lock that down, have a
yeah.
camera on it or whatever, okay.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Thanks.
Looks good.
Well, I think the Lions Club had voted to give you money for surveillance. Do you have that
one? That's in process. They're waiting for some cameras to show up. There was they're tying into some other things within the district also, so that should all be taken care of in a relatively quick fashion. Chris, you have any more?
No, thank you, guys.
Hey,
I'm excited.
I think this is, you know, this is better than, I think it's better than I expected, to be honest with you. And I really hope that this helps when people see the effort that was put into it. The good news about it being a piece of junk is that it really looks a lot better with, you know, with relatively, I mean, that's really awesome. I really am excited. I can't wait to go over and see it. So, very well done. I think you guys did the best you could with what you had to work with. So, and it will work well with whatever programs you have coming up. So, you want to talk about that?
Okay. Our online registration so far has been fairly successful. Most of our registrations have come through online. We've only had, I believe, 5 that have been in person, with the exception of whatever was received today, and I know there's some in my box. One of our classes is near capacity. It's the only one. It's Zumba, and it's pretty close to being full. The rest of the classes, most of the classes have at least a couple registrants in them, even classes that start in spring, like tennis and soccer, so which is pretty positive. We were met with Brentwood and Oakley, the recreation managers out there, a couple weeks ago, and they were mentioning that most of their registrations come in the week before, that you really don't know how to gauge your class participation until right before your class starts. So still pretty optimistic that we've had this kind of response already. So.
Oh, that's an awesome program, Guy, and I'm glad to hear people are using the tool, and I think that website's great.
It really goes well. I did it.
Yeah, I think it's all...
Yeah, if you haven't liked it yet...
No, I need to do that.
I wasn't aware of it.
I need to friend it or whatever. Like
Facebook
it.
Page?
Yes.
Yeah, 575 now. I just liked it.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I mean, that every person on that, just to kind of, I'm sorry, I'm just going to sell it one more time.
Sure.
'Cause every person extra that likes that, if we promote a post, it goes to your friends and, you know, it'll show up on their pages. So to say that we added 300, but we're reaching 9,000
yeah.
through that, that's because each person is exponentially bigger on those reach.
If
so
we can
it's
keep
important.
Pinging them, keep an update once a week or whatever we
that's,
can do.
Yeah, activity is the key. I watch ours go like this. I mean,
it's
all,
hard.
You know, we're up by 1,800%, and the next week you're down 2,000% because we didn't do anything
yeah.
that week. We didn't post anything that,
yeah.
that week.
That's cool.
I just wanted to look at something here real. Give me a second.
Lost
all my chargers.
Yeah.
She's done a really great job of
phone
chargers.
She has.
Her own classes.
Yeah.
And I think that, and I don't wonder if
she was in the parade.
I don't know how to orchestrate
yeah.
What's
this,
that?
But perhaps if Karina could give feedback to the other instructors about how they could do the same, because I think that's key. Like seeing her at the parade, she's had stuff in my mailbox. Like everywhere I go, I feel like I know Karina and I've
yeah.
never even met her.
Yeah.
But she's done a really great job
yeah.
of getting her
yeah.
class out there. And if all the instructors had even half of her enthusiasm, it would make
she
such
did
a
great
huge
job
difference.
In the parade.
That was awesome.
She had her banner, our logo at
yeah,
the
yeah.
community center.
Yeah, that was great.
It was awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So I'm trying to find something on my own.
How's the pool? Is it in like off mode?
No, I mean it still runs. It's okay. You know, we have to keep filtering it. It has its own autofill. The chemical, no. Well, I'm not sure about the water
yeah.
usage. We're not using as much as we were in the summer.
Right.
But we have our chemical usage is hardly existent right now. You know, because there's not people in the pool. The sun's
no
not draining it. Yeah.
yeah.
It's really cold.
It's like 90.
So
yeah.
Is,
yeah.
It,
no.
is there any way we can get some community center furniture for the pool area with this part of this project?
If you want to go over 60,000.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
All right. No, it's some ideas.
It's
I don't know.
Idea.
I have
yeah.
no idea.
Farron, I want to thank you and acknowledge you for all your hard work in this thing. When you signed up as the landscape manager, I do appreciate the fact that you guys landscaped about 10 foot by the front of the building, but that's not what you signed up for. So you've really taken the bull by the horns and worked hard on something that really wasn't what you originally signed up for, but that you've embraced. And I really personally appreciate all your hard work, your willingness and ability to expand beyond what you originally were doing, to include you know, hard hats and boots, as opposed to just green vests. And so I just want to thank you honestly for all your hard work and for making this happen, bringing it in. I know it hasn't always been easy. It wasn't easy for us. It wasn't easy for you. There were many stressful moments on both sides of the table, and I just want to thank you for persevering, sticking with it. And I think that whatever we have out there, you definitely need to be proud of what you've done to bring this thing to fruition by the first of the year. So I just want to thank you personally for all your hard work.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I say a round of applause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lee is in the back clapping.
Is that pretty much wind up what we're here for tonight?
Can I add one more? I'm sorry.
No.
There. I forgot to mention, and it was something I really wanted to, was that there were several items that we put into the brochure that we didn't have in place yet, like our swim team, the adult softball, bocce ball. And the response on those has been very positive as well. I've had almost as many people contact us to be part of an adult softball league, saying they can form their own teams, as we have Zumba registrants. So that's very exciting as well. So as soon as we kind of get somebody in to assist, we'll get those leagues in place.
Do we have a grasp on how this works out in the budget? I mean, I know that it's going to be tough to have a class, pay an instructor to teach two people. Like you said, you have some classes where you may only have two or three signed up. If that is the case, are you still going to have the class?
No.
You have minimums that you've set?
Yes. Well, the instructors set minimums. So, I don't care how many people they have in their class. If they want to teach to one person, that space is already reserved.
I mean,
I'd love for it to be more because we are going to make more money off of that, but right now the space has already been reserved. I can't do anything else with it unless they have a class. So,
are they contractors? Or
they are. They're all contractors.
Okay. So one of the things we're going to do, one of the things Fear and I discussed is if we get to the point where the requirement, let's say it's 10, it's a minimum of 10, especially on the get-go, on the onset of the program.
Mm-hmm.
If we end up with 9, we're going to give it a go. We'll give it a thumbs up to move forward. If it's 5 or 6, more than likely not.
But you got
to. It's a discussion we have to have with the instructor.
If you are close, if you don't have it, you're never going to get any more to participate. But if you're able to make it work financially, so it's not a burden, too much of a burden on our budget, absolutely, I think it's a good idea to have it, because then it has an opportunity to grow. You can somebody says, hey, bring a friend, and even if it's, it's 12. Four out of the 8 classes, and it's 4 out of the 8 classes because friends came and couldn't make every meeting or whatever. I think then it helps it become successful.
I set a minimum of 5 on mine. Yeah. So.
But like you said, you freeze up the space too. If that class isn't going to be successful this season, then the next season, if it makes sense, well, you can put it back on there, try it again, and you know, see more attention. But you know, after a while, we'll learn that hey, you know, this town's not into some sort of special game or whatever the art special class. But yeah, I think that's good. I that's a good way to do it.
When's the person supposed to start their job?
I that's not official yet. Sometime in the first week of January.
It's a he?
It hasn't been accepted yet.
Okay. Is there a backup plan?
Of course.
Did a lot of people apply?
Yes. Huh. It was extensive, yeah.
Was just a demographic, was most of the people out of the area?
I think the Greater Bay Area and to Sacramento. There's a couple out of state, but or Southern California, but mostly Bay Area and Stockton.
Where would they advertise? How do they know?
CPRS, California Parks and Recreation, and it's the website for the industry.
Library group.
Mm-hmm. Cracked me up because I keep going.
We put it on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
My wife drinks chai tea, and I keep going in and out asking for Tai Chi at the Starbucks, and it's just not working out very well. Okay, listen.
Before you finish, Farron has offered to take Diane and Chris over and give them a walkthrough, and if there's time, if you would like to go as well.
This evening?
Yeah, right now, if you would like to do so. We can always schedule the board members at any time to go, but since the other members of the committee are here, if they would like to see it, Farron's going to go ahead and take them over.
We got 15 minutes. Or so. I mean, well, we need to be back here. So, you're not going?
I'm not going.
Well, are we going to adjourn this meeting at this point then?
We're going to adjourn it.
Okay. So, again, I also want to personally thank all the folks on the committee for being here, for being diligent, for seeming like we were spinning our wheels for a while, to feel like we really sat in some of these meetings and really didn't feel like we had any ability to accomplish anything. And I want to tell you that it was the perseverance of this committee that pushed these things forward to the board, that the board can make some decisions. So I want to thank you all, and Paul especially too, because he had a lot of input into this, for being persistent, seeing a dream, and just touching on that dream at this point, and hopefully it's going to turn into something that this community has wanted for years and years. So thank you very much from the whatever I am, chairman, from the chairman to the group. Thank you so much.
What about the next meeting?
I would also like to acknowledge the hard work and diligence of one of our previous members, Mary Ann Wiesen, for all her hard work, thought, imagination, and all the things that she's done to make this happen. She's been also instrumental in making this occur. Next meeting, it's going to be, unless somebody has a date to suggest, I would suggest at this point that we just wait
open house.
See how when we have something to schedule, unless somebody feels a need to have it done on a regular basis, moving forward at this point. We okay with that? Okay, meeting's adjourned.